This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Hot Stocks powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatajananda and today we spoke to Ashish Chaturmohta of Sanctum Wealth Management. Well, before we go ahead and talk about his stock recommendations, let's also understand what he has to say about Nifty 50. Well, Ashish is of the view that 12,272 is likely to act as a crucial resistance for the market. And in case Nifty 50 is able to surpass this level, then it will open the door for the index to reclaim or to probably retest 12,500 levels. Now, on the downside, the immediate support is seen at 12,030 and then at 11,900 levels. Now, a break below 11,900 will indicate a resumption of the downtrend and a decline towards 11,750 levels. Now, he has given us three recommendations for Thursday, which could actually give 12 to 17% return in the next 1 to 3 months. Now, the first stock that he has on the list is Jubilant Foodworks. Well, that's a buy for a target of 2,125 and a stop loss of 1,830. Here, the upside potential is around about 12%. Now, the stock is in an uptrend and it is forming a higher top and higher bottom formation on the weekly charts since last August low of 1,075. Now, earlier in the month, the stock has hit an all-time high of 1,974 and then corrected down towards 1,1800, or you could say 1,800-odd levels. Now, volumes are on the decline, were below historic average compared to the up move, indicating market participants are holding onto the stock. Now, the price has taken support near its 21 days exponential moving average and then bounced back, now which indicates a good support level for the stock. Now, the relative strength index has given a positive crossover with the average on the daily charts indicating change of the trend towards the upside. Now, the stock can be bought at current levels and on dips towards 1,875, and a stop loss can be placed below 1,830. A target is seen at around about 2,125. Now, the next stock that he has on the list is Westlife Development. Well, that's a buy call for a target of 570 and a stop loss of 460. Here, the upside potential is around about 17%. Now, the stock has seen a major multi-year consolidation between 450 and 160 odd levels on the long-term charts. Now, it witnessed a breakout on the upside at the start of the month on high volumes and hit an all-time high of 499. Now, the stock can be bought at current levels and on dips towards 476 with a stop loss below 460, and a target can be placed around about 570. Now, the last stock that he has on the list is Voltas. Well, that's a buy call for a target of 840 and a stop loss of 700. Here, the upside potential is around about 14%. Well, the stock has formed a major rebounding or rounding bottom pattern between 675 and 500 odd levels over the 21-month period. It witnessed a breakout in late September last year, and since then, it has been consolidating above the breakout level. Now, after Wednesday's strong up move with long body bullish candle and high volumes, it indicates a start of a fresh uptrend after the consolidation. Now, the stock has hit a new all-time high of 737 on Wednesday. In fact, the price has given a breakout on the upside from the Bollinger Band as well. MACD has given a positive crossover with its average and moved above the equilibrium level of zero on the daily charts. The stock can be bought at current levels and on dips towards 720 with a stop loss below 700 and a target of 840 levels. Well, the three stocks that we have mentioned, these are not intraday trading ideas, but more of a positional play. So in case you initiate any positions based on these recommendations, well, do consult your financial advisor. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Hot Stocks, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.